We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
KDKA, I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning. Thanks for being with us. Do you feel like you can't get through the day without your smartphone?
Well, joining us on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is a clinical forensic psychologist, Dr. John Huber, mainstreammentalhealth.org is the organization. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, John.
You know, I thought my cell phone was actually making me smarter because I was able to come up with the answers to this and that at just the tips of the fingers, but this study is saying it's making us dumber.
Well, yeah, and what it is as a biological animal, you know, our body wants to conserve resources, and it's much like Pavlov's ringing a bell. When your brain sees that you have that tablet or cell phone there, it basically conserves energy by shutting down different areas of your brain. So you have a resource there. Why should the brain use energy on doing something the tablet or phone could do for you?
So you're saying smartphones make us stupid.
Yes.
If you look around and you can see this any day, any hour of the day, of the week, is people just glued to their cell phones, smartphones, or whatever, PDAs, tablets, and not engaging in interactive communication with other human beings.
Exactly. Just make sure it's not your surgeon who's doing that while you're in the operating room.
Yeah, that would not be good. But, I mean, you're talking about a cultural thing that, I don't see how you reverse this.
Well, how do you reverse it? And then the other side to it is, do we really need to reverse it? If everybody has a cell phone there, nobody realizes that parts of their brain aren't activated because they pull it up. I think this has probably more impact with someone who has to be responsive on demand. Like, for example, a college student taking a test, you're not allowed to use your phone, you're not allowed to use a tablet, but just seeing it there shuts down parts of your brain. And that's how what we did is we tested them. We had people go in and take a cognitive test with their phone visible. And then we, 5 minutes later, have them walk it into another room and then come back in and take an equivalent cognitive exam. And when the phone wasn't in the room, they scored significantly higher on the same cognitive tasks.
Wait, that's just loony. I mean, just the presence of the doggone phone within sight, your brain actually processes that and won't be as functional?
Exactly. Like I said, it's just like Pavlov's ringing of the bell. I mean, we don't plan on salivating when Pavlov rings the bell. It just happens after it's been trained that way. And this is what's going on with our cell phones. They're like the bell, and it shuts down different cognitive centers in our brain. And I believe it's for, again, conservation of resources. So if you're, for example, a public speaker, you guys, I'm sure, do plenty of that with your occupation. If somebody starts asking you questions, if you have your phone visible, it's going to be harder for you to recall information than if you have your phone, say, in the bottom of your briefcase next to you where you can't visibly see it.
Well, in John's case, he has two phones, so you make the inference.
It's called dumb and dumber.
We're with Dr. John Huber, clinical forensic psychologist. Is it too early, though, to determine what impact this will have on our society?
In the global scope of things, I don't think it's going to have very much impact, and maybe that's a reflection of how bright our society already is or isn't. But it's also the fact that we adapt and we cope and we utilize those cell phones. And just like, you know, when I was in third grade, you can't use calculators, but now on standardized tests, kids across the country in public education are allowed to use calculators.
That's a very valid point, and thank goodness that we are. But you know, you're right. I mean, we weren't allowed, so you had to be able to do the calculations in your head, or at least, you know, be able to know how to do arithmetic or to do spelling and those kinds of things. Now you've got that ready answer right there at your fingertips. Why do you need to learn it? Why do you need to memorize anybody's telephone number? Because it's all on a speed dial on your phone.
It is, and people don't have those memorized. And I think what's happening is the average, for example, standard working memory, that ability to memorize somebody's telephone to go use it, you know, on a wall phone or on your desktop phone, that's going away because we're not exercising those skills, and it potentially could be problematic. Again, I think in careers where being able to think sharp without the use of this technology is significant, like I joked earlier, a doctor, a surgeon, you know, they don't have their phones out. They got both their hands engaged, and their head is fully engaged at that point, too. I don't see that changing.
Unrelated to whether smartphones make you dumb, I do see people take their phones into the men's room, and they continue to engage in the phone while they're busy doing other things. And then I saw this young guy. It was hysterical because he put his hands under the soap thing, but nothing was coming out, and he didn't realize it wasn't one of those automatic things. And then when he put his hands under the water and nothing was happening, I told him, you're going to have to turn on the faucet there to make that work. And he looked at me like I was dumb.
All I can say is I hope that we don't have a computer shutdown holistically across the country, like an EMP blast or something like that in the stratosphere, because there's a lot of people that aren't going to be able to go wash their hands.
Dr. John Huber, clinical forensic psychologist, and you can go to mainstreammentalhealth.org. He is the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization that brings lasting and positive change to the lives of individuals that suffer with mental health issues. And we appreciate you for that, Doc. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.